White. Healdsburg, California, April 4th, 1882. Dear Willie, I received yours this morning, was glad to learn that Mary had escaped her chill. We are getting along as far as the work is concerned very well. The children will go to school in 1 week, then we shall have to have someone to do the work, or must keep Addie, Walling, at home. We will not be anxious or afraid. Brother Young has told me in regard to that house of Mrs. Foss. I would not go near her again. A boarding house will not be wanted just yet. There will be places for all to board for the next 3 months, I think. Let everything rest. You can convert the meeting house into a boarding house if need be, but such a class of women as this you want nothing to do with. Let them alone. They have no honor. In regard to the money on Harvey Estate being called in to use for the Institute, I think it is a good plan. Send for it. I think it best. Brother Harmon wanted cans of kerosene oil purchased. He thought it had come with my goods. Will you see that it is? Send some to him. We will want some also, I think. I do not know as we have much. Will you send the price of sugar, that I may know what to charge Brother Roberts? I want the price of all goods sent to me. We will not fret about anything. Things are occurring continually of blunders with Brother Roberts. I have lain awake worrying about one thing and another, but have decided to dismiss them. Satan will keep something brewing all the time if I will pay heed to it. I will not let these things make me unhappy. I received no letters from anyone of any consequence. Today received two telling me their troubles and wanting me to write, but I pay no heed to them. Brother Ballou is a real help. He keeps at it all the time, taking hold anywhere. He works first rate. She does what she can, but is not well at all. Brother Ballou is to get lumber tomorrow to build me a carriage house so that my carriages shall not be exposed to the wind and sun. It makes it bad to be so far from the post office, but I love to be thus far from the city. I hope little Ella White will have the best of care. I am going to have the best courage and be cheerful and not anxious. I have worried too much to sleep. I have sent off many letters for means, and some must come in. If I receive no word about carpet, I shall probably get one here for $1 per yard, good and firm, but not equal to the ones shown us in San Francisco. So if nothing definite comes, I shall wait no longer, but get the carpet and settle my rooms. If nothing has been done, tell Brother Rogers. He need not do anything about it. I feel that we must, in regard to the school and the Institute, go by faith, trusting in the promises of God. If our plans are laid in wisdom, the Lord will help us. I feel quite settled in regard to not attending camp meeting, but rather writing and getting out Volume 4. I know I have a testimony for the people, but I can speak to far more with my pen. While I can write, I had better write, and I mean to. May the Lord guide me, is my prayer. Oh, how much we need wisdom from God! How much we need Jesus every hour as a counselor! I am willing to go anywhere and do anything the Lord may direct. May the Lord teach you and lead you and bless you as a family. I hope Mary Chinnick will be much better now after this hard tussle, poor girl. I do not know what to say to her or how to advise her, except to choose for herself that work which is the easiest for her. She knows best. I will not urge her to connect with me, for there is too much thinking and headwork required. Somebody must think besides me. I must have somebody that can think without breaking down. Love to all the dear ones. Mother.